So today we will continue with the explanation of the Shentong system or the Shentong school, and the explanation today is focused on the view of Serdok Tenshin. So in Tibet, there was an institute for the study of Pramana, which was called Thupten Serdok Chen. So it appears that this Pandita, whose view we're studying today, came from this institute.
So now to look at the view of Serdok Tenshin. First he looks at what is the basis or the foundation for emptiness, asking what is that? And it is the dependent nature Yesterday we discussed the three natures, the imaginary, dependent, and perfectly existent. So it's the dependent nature here that is the basis of emptiness. And what is the dependent nature? He defines it as the mind or the consciousnesses, all the minds or the consciousness, all mental states or consciousnesses, which are involved in the dualistic appearances of perceived and perceiver, or one could say of object and subject. So that's the basis of emptiness. Then what is it that is to be negated when one needs something that is going to be empty? So what is that? And that is the imaginary nature. And as we saw yesterday, the imaginary nature is that which is imputed or put out there, labels made by a conceptualizing mind. So that then is what is to be negated. And he defines it further as a division, the division, sort of a very clear division into perceived and perceiver. Then if one looks at this division into perceived and perceiver from the point of view of the individual, there is both the individual, the self of the individual, there are these two aspects of perceived and perceiver. And if one looks at it from the perspective or in terms of the self of phenomena, then there is also these two aspects of perceived and perceiver. So that then is how the imputed nature is defined, and that is what is to be negated. So there are basically four kinds of self there. Then he goes on to describe what is the mode of emptiness, how it is that these are empty. And that is that the basis of negation, which is the dependent nature, is empty of the imputed nature in the manner of being empty of what is other to it. So that is his explanation, but he goes on to say this is not the manner or the way that the Rongtong school sees it. The above explanation that he gave was his view of the Shentong school. And then he here makes a distinction between that and the Rongtong school. And as we saw, the Rongtong school emphasized that all phenomena are empty of an essence. And the result of their negation is a mere emptiness, where there is nothing at all. So that is quite different from what was just explained. And he goes on to comment on this difference. He says, what is to be negated, that is both the perceived and the perceiver of the imaginary or imputed nature, and the basis of negation, which is the dependent nature, which we saw was defined as a consciousness involved in dualistic appearances. These two then have an essential nature that is different. However, the Rongtongpas do not posit an essential nature within this dualistic consciousness. So that is that is how he sees the difference between the Rongtong and the Shentong school. Then he continues, if one would ask then, what is the self nature of this consciousness which is involved in dualistic perception? It is a non-dual primordial wisdom, which experiences whatever objects of knowledge are to be experienced, and which is aware and merely clear, or simply clarity.
Ne sendo penji ji yepa de ne tsuke zo yore.
Naso.
Ga ji ni nang jin ji yepa ko yin. Chu dan ka za zong zen ni ni ga. Ga za ga yin de pa ta ka no de de ka ro ka.
Ala so.
Ela.
No.
Norge norge yan da la no jo.
Computer pe ka re ka. Computer ki no.
Gaya, Gaza, Gayel, Gapi Yelat, Gayelat, Yin, said, Jetter Tons of Yin Tong in Batan. Ninan Kinji, Hippon Oni, Nimi, he started San Hiki, Sendo, Sendo Pinchin Yepa Imberson.
So, you from yesterday, the sheets that show the view according to Serdok Pinchin. The three verses that Rinpoche composed.
You have another one?
Unfortunately, we ran out of this one. Try and make some copies for tomorrow. So, in the Tibetan, there's an error. These are the pages that are reversed. So, these verses on Serdok Pinchin are on the back side of the two types of emptiness. And if you look in the third line, it says Gaza, Ga, Ji, and that's in front of, instead of being four, it should be basis. So it's a Ga instead of a Wa there. It begins, the verses begin with Dakshi, Ninam, Chenji, Sheba, Kun. The third line of that verse begins Gaksha, Gakji. And that ji, the prefix on that should be a ga and not a ba. So the English then reads, and in the English, there's a mistake. The printer doesn't print capital W. So in the second line, it's a capital W there. The basis of negation is all consciousness involving dualistic appearance. What is negated is dualistic perception of phenomena and persons. Since what is negated is other than the basis of negation, this mode of being empty is empty of other, which is another way of translating the Tibetan Shentong. The essential nature of consciousness involving dualistic appearances is pure, non-dual primordial wisdom, clear and self-aware. It is said that this is the approach of Serdok Pinchin.
The basis of negation is all conscious.
La tongi ninang jingi kipa la gaza kunda tang kunda ke zongzi ni jitong sur tang tongi nime ji hi la kunda yinwang ka tong sur kipar yore te chema me pa chong me pe rekwe nge par se te teni yin dong hi pa tong sur ta ha kukuk to marwe.
So to comment on this second verse here then, when the basis of emptiness is this consciousness which is engaged or involved in dualistic appearances, then there is one kind of way of being empty, and that is to be empty of the imputed nature's dualistic perception. So that's the first way of being empty when the basis of emptiness is this particular kind of consciousness. However, there's another kind of way of being empty that applies when one is working with primordial, non-dual primordial wisdom. Its way of being empty is that it's empty of the imputed and the dependent natures, the first two natures. So then... So if one examines, then one should examine these two different kinds of modes of being empty with a flawless reasoning, and through this come to an understanding that is convinced. So to put it simply, if one is analyzing with a sharp, with clear reasoning, then there are these two different ways. The first one relates to how the mind is empty of what is to be negated, which is the imputed nature here. And the second one refers to the true nature of the mind. And in relation to this true nature of the mind, the mode of emptiness is that what is to be negated, that it is empty of what is to be negated, which in this case is the imputed and the dependent natures.
In
So if one applies this to the case of ice, one can see that if one looks at it from the point of view of its reverse, or that which is not water, then it is empty of being water. If one looks at it from the point of view of the essence of that ice, which is to be the reverse of the water that is the essence of that ice, it is the reverse of that which it is empty of. So the reverse, the quality of water which is to be wet. If one reverses that, or one takes what is the opposite of that, everything that's the opposite of that, the ice is then empty of that. So there are two different modes of being empty here. One is a simple reversal, and one then applies to the qualities or the nature of the ice itself.
Desu kor de samo re ten jiso kiran so samno yapo tan mambo don jiso nyema kik tebe tu so zo re ten tebe so chuk.
So this is a very subtle way of presenting it, and we should reflect upon it, and then later, after we've thought about it, one can ask questions.
Maybe if somebody has a question right away.
He said later.
But I already reflected upon it.
So then we come to the last verse, and there's also a printing error there in the last line. It says Shentong Tokpa Lundujur, and in the Lundujur the prefix should be an M and not a Ba. That's the last line of the last verse. So Ngundujur, that prefix on Ngun should be an M. Should be an M and not a Ba. Yeah, a Ma.
Mama.
Mama da. Bajogno.
So for that reason, then, as for primordial wisdom, free of complexity and empty of what is other to it, if you know how to rest without doing anything, and if you know how to recognize the essential nature of awareness itself, the realization of empty of other is then manifest.
Yendong yondo dola yondo tota ji ki re te zoju me ban jo ki zoju me ban jo ni yang ni yang do gon ra tota ji ki te ranzo re pi ki re re pa rango ki na tene to ni to ba ka ko son ka na won ni yang ja ki.
According to the Shentong school, then, the perfectly existent nature, the third of the three, is understood as primordial wisdom, free of complexity or free of elaborations, mental elaborations. And when one takes this into practice, when one's meditating, then one should rest without artifice, without doing anything. Practicing again and again, like this. And then through this kind of practice, then, what arises is primordial wisdom that is self-aware and self-arisen. That means that awareness has recognized its own essential nature. And when that happens, then, one realizes emptiness.
Tene gendong lo la toni yeva chup ke ta dona ni re ngopo mai pe tongba ni da ngopo mai pe ngo ni tongba ni ngopo mai pe tongba ni da ngopo mai pe ngo ni ji tongba ni ji te so so hako kale ka go yore te la yang tsuke zo.
Within the Shentong school, there are 14 different kinds of emptiness, And these 14 different kinds of emptiness are then summarized into two. And you have the verses on that. The two kinds of emptiness. The two kinds are the emptiness, which is the non-existence of an entity, and the emptiness of the essential nature in the non-existence of an entity. So these are quite subtle and not so easy to understand, and therefore two verses were composed about them.
Kunta chudam kanza ke gaza da ni ka pcha mo po me pe tum ni yi ni yan ta da sa no so de lari lama la lari lari lama la lari kunta ke chudam kunta ke kanza gaza kunta ke chudam kanza Niji Tomba Chala, Mobo may put Tomba in cigarette. Can you send a Kundaki Chit and Kaza, the Mobo Yomare? Ti Tomba, the Mobo may put Tomba in cigarette. Mummy, Mobi Tunine, Mobo may put Niji Tomba Nite Gaza da Nika Kurto, Gaza Kundaka da Tang, Kundaka Kaza Tang, Kundaka Chunika Kuhornati Jiso. Chuni ji chudan, chuni ji kanza yobare, Gaza ka hyo de jiang mina dine tongjang chandogore, chuni ji chudan, chuni ji kanza yobe chani, de ngubo meba ngu ni tongba ni. Ngubo meba de la yang ngu de chuni ji chudan, chuni ji kanza yobare. Chuni ji chudan, chuni ji kanza mina dine tarpa topsi gima. Yeah. Dixon.
Lato.
Lato, Lato. Lasso, same. Lato, man.
Latok.
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 Lato, man. Lato. Lasso, son.
Pronunciation lessons. So, in the Tibetan, there's a, again, in the third line of the Tibetan, there's a sa, where it should be a da after the ni of tong ni. So it says, Rupo mepe tong nyagi gu ni da ni, instead of a sa there. Yin. So to look at these two different kinds of emptiness again, the first kind, which is the emptiness of the non-existence of an entity, of that then refers to the imputed nature and the two kinds of self related to it, the self of the individual and the self of phenomena. And here they are understood as having no essence. So that is the emptiness, which is the non-existence of an entity. It doesn't exist through having some kind of an essence. The second kind, which is the emptiness of the essential nature in the non-existence of an entity, that then refers to the fact that once one has negated these two selves to be negated, the self of the individual and the self of the phenomena in relation to the imputed nature, once that has been negated, in the wake of that negation, or once that process has been completed, then there is something that remains. And what remains is the dharmata individual and the dharmata phenomena. If there were nothing that remained after the negation, one would be left with a view of mere emptiness or nothing at all. So it's very important that these two dharmata, individual and the dharmata phenomena, are there in the wake of the negation. If they weren't, it would not be possible to attain liberation. So this then, this second kind of emptiness is explained from the point of view of something being present, and that after the what is to be negated is negated. And that then is the very essential nature or emptiness.
Tene ta sangye pakapso, jungtsin delatine sangye pakapso, kunda ge chudang kansa gantrupa tamche se te, chunye ji chudang, chunye ji kansa ngondje pakapso, tene sangye pakapso.
And therefore, for these reasons, when one becomes enlightened, when one attains the state of Buddhahood, then the self of the individual and the self of phenomena in relation to the imputed nature all become effaced or exhausted or completely worn out. And what is left then is what one attains, or what is there then, is the Dharmata individual and the Dharmata phenomena. So the last verse then talks about how one should analyze looking at whether something is a superimposition or a denial. So first you speak about superimposition, which means that one says something exists that actually doesn't. So if one said then that the person or the individual and the phenomena in the imputed nature, if one said that was truly existent, then that would be superimposition, because they do not, neither one of them really exists. So one would be saying something exists that doesn't really. So one would be stuck in superimposition in that case. So, and that then relates to the first kind of emptiness here, the two kinds of emptiness, the non-existence of an entity. The second fault that one can have is that one gets stuck in denial, and denial means that one says something doesn't exist that actually has existence. So here, in relation to the second kind of truth, what one would be doing is one would be denying that the Dharmata person or individual and the Dharmata phenomena have existence, that they exist. They are there actually present in the true nature of the mind. So if one said they didn't exist, then one would be falling into denial, which would be is equivalent to mere emptiness, or saying that there is nothing at all. So therefore, in order to get rid of these two kinds of faults of superimposition and denial, these two kinds of truths were taught. In the last line of this verse, there's the same mistake as was earlier. There's a sa instead of a da. So it's on ni. Ya vidi ni da ni. It's the last line of the second verse that we just chanted.
Second syllable.
And the second syllable there, it's instead of a sa, it should be a da.
Yung bhupam durmanam
Yoru izi makore doğru. Yintan da gönçünde da senci.
It's the page with just one stanza on it.
Tandu.
So then we'll chant what we looked at yesterday, which is the four, the view of the Shantong school in four verses. So now, in order to So in order to come to understand clearly the new meditation and reflection of Milarepa, we will chant the
Ramdeng Nambuk.
The song that Milarepa sang at Ramdeng Cave, Sky Cave, which is the eight ornaments of profound meaning. And one should chant this again and again, which settles habitual patterns into one's mind. And then on the basis of that, one makes a study, one studies.
Rondo non je bo odra de tome zera vedan de voice zendo non do tu de ba ran yo ge komba
ta tamja mana temai.
So then the prayer of solemn commitment, the English, is on page 47.
Ranlo pchon tavari cho, lami janso tavari cho, sarva manmi tavari cho, nimi moro tavari cho, yomi revo tavari cho.
So one should rest in meditation, like a child in wonderment. One should rest in meditation like an ocean where the waves are stilled. One should rest in meditation brilliant like the flame of a butter lamp. One should rest in meditation unconcerned like a corpse. One should rest in meditation unmoving like a mountain.
Gewandi, Gewo, Sanam Yeshe, Soto, Sanam Yeshe, Gejo, Tamba Kuni, Tokarju, Munjol Lambo, Kuni, Trashisho, Yenan Kutu, Funke, Trashisho, Tadra Jami, Funke, Trashisho, Jarwe, Kutumbo, Jirjo,
The sun came down low, Tony Chugi ever kicker. Gained a hit us on the lay low. Tony Chugi hit and they gained on the closet.
So tomorrow, the 14 emptinesses, according to the Shantong view, will be explained. And since the other aspects of the Shantong view have been explained, this will not, should not be difficult to understand.
And then Tony. Nis to sort of terrenki, Rezekia, your tailor Samoya, Hirati, Hirati Mikita, Hirati Mikita.
So, the two kinds of emptiness into which these 14 are summarized were explained today in the verses. So, one should look at this brilliantly and clearly with one's mind. And then after the explanation tomorrow, there will be time for questions. So when gazing upon or looking at the Dharmata, the pure nature of the mind, one needs to use the eye of Prajna. The physical eye looks outward at various objects which are continually changing, they don't stay, so one's not quite sure what to look at. So one then, when looking into the true nature of the mind, it is the eye of Prajna that one uses.
Dini hirab di meke semji nelo latana semji nelo tongtoguri.
So if one looks then for the true nature of the mind with the eye of Prajna, then one will be able to see it.
Yang semji nelo latana lamsang tema tatun tongkosan na te zangzin chenpo. Tenda o maso. Dangzin chenpo, namdo chenpo, tenda o maso.
So then, if you think that by using this eye of Prajna to see the true nature of the mind, you'll find it immediately without any hesitation, that then is a sign that one has a tremendous ego fixation. It's not found so quickly. So if you have this kind of expectation, this hope that you're going to discover the true nature of the mind very fast, at great speed, and you don't do that, then you become dispirited and disheartened, and so it's best not to do this.
Tina semje nelo la danze me pa goni ta sorte tene samude thamore tela se abo samuta na.
So this way of looking for the true nature of the mind without any ego fixation or clinging to the self, that then is very profound and is very subtle and what one should do.
Okay.